You're listening to the Melrose Place Podcast, where we rewatch, recap, and analyze every episode of the hit 90s TV series, Melrose Place.
I'm Jenny Hill.
I'm Daniel
Hill. Yay!
Let's do it.
Too loud when we record.
You are.
So I'm trying to pull back, guys.
And I'm sorry about our little cricket friend that you hear in the background. We don't have the best audio set up. Okay, episode 22, Three's a Crowd, aired on February 3rd, 1993. What'd you think, Jenny?
I thought this was a pretty solid episode.
I didn't like it that much.
No?
Nope.
Well, we begin at Shooters, where Amanda and Allison are having after-work drinks together. And Allison and Amanda are kind of hitting it off. I mean, it seems like they're having a fast friendship striking up. And Amanda invites Allison to her parents' lake house for the weekend. Now, we learn that Allison already had plans with Billy to go to the snow, which, not being from California, this was something that when we first moved here, this phrase would just kind of throw me for a loop.
I've never heard that phrase in my
life. Are you kidding me?
Never.
I hear it all the time out here. When people are going to Lake Tahoe or going skiing somewhere, they say, "We're going to the snow." And you've never heard that?
No.
Okay.
Who said that to you?
Many people.
You sound like Donald Trump. Many people tell me to go to the snow.
They tell me it's good. The snow is great. I'm great at the snow. The snow is my best friend.
They tell me a lot of things.
No, but honestly, we've been out here for about 9 years. I've heard this phrase a lot. I'm sorry, Dan, you've never heard it, but it really just kind of put me back into that headspace of like, okay, we're from the East Coast, coming from Maryland, and hearing somebody say that, it's so commonplace here. So anyway, Allison has already made plans with Billy to go to the snow, but Amanda tries to talk her out of it and says, hey, you know, this lake house is beautiful, and why don't you bring Billy along? The three of us can have a nice little weekend getaway.
Right, but Amanda, this is Amanda's first ulterior motive of the show, because the last episode, her first episode that she was ever in, she has that throwaway line at the end real soon. So she is plotting. This is her first plot to get Allison and to ultimately get Billy.
So do you think that this was all just posturing?
Of course. She wanted to hook up with Billy when they met at the door.
Guys, I'm new to this whole Melrose way of life.
Of course it was.
Okay.
So now we cut to Jake. Jake is walking upstairs of Melrose Place to Joe's, and he has one rose tucked behind his back. And my first impression was, you cheap bastard, how come you can't get 11 more of those things?
Hey, he's working at the shop, he's doing his best, and he knocks on Joe's door. She answers, and she sees the rose and says, what's this? A preview of what we're going to do tomorrow night. And she's like, well, what are we going to do tomorrow night?
And he's like, I'm going to take you to dinner, and I'm going to bring you home, and I'm going to fuck your brains out.
He actually says, we're going to make wild, passionate love together.
And I'm like, all right, Jake, tell him what they're going to do. Like, is that's his thing? He just inceptions it.
And Joe's into head? It. No, she's like, well, I guess it's time. You got yourself a deal, mister. We're going out to dinner tonight.
He's just like,
or tomorrow.
We're gonna bone. So, Jenny, the next time we go out, I'm just gonna give you, like, a bite of steak. And I'm gonna be like, that's just the preview.
Nice.
Billy's pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Because Allison was supposed to meet Billy an hour ago when she was talking with Amanda at Shooters at the beginning. So she comes back home, and Billy is so mad, and she's like, Billy, come on, you're overreacting. And he's like, I'm not sulking, blah, blah, blah. He puts a big piece of pizza in the microwave, and then he eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while the pizza's heating up. He takes one bite of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then she's having this conversation with a man, with Allison, and then the microwave dings, and then he just puts down the one bite of peanut butter and jelly, and then he gets the pizza and walks away.
Okay, wait. Coming from... Didn't we have a whole conversation yesterday about your McDonald's order?
Yeah, but I eat it all. He just took one bite of a peanut butter jelly while he's waiting for the microwave. That's very weird.
Well, you're right. He is sulking. He's not very happy. And Allison is like, look, I had to go out with Amanda. She's my superior at work. And when she asks me out for drinks, I have to say yes. And I kind of made plans for us this weekend. I know that we were supposed to go skiing, but Amanda invited us to her parents' lake house.
Yeah, and this is kind of fucked up of Allison to just change their plans.
Yeah, without consulting him.
If I was Billy and Allison, I wouldn't make plans with the other one moving forward. Because what has ever come of their plans?
Well,
they've all been screwed up.
When Billy learns that Amanda is part of the deal, he seems pretty into it. He's like, I can go skiing anytime. I'm cool to go to this lake house. But look, did she specifically ask that I come, or did you just, like, invite me along? And then he's like, well, Allison says it's a little bit of both, but don't get too ahead of yourself because she's got a boyfriend in New York.
Right, right. A fake boyfriend in New York. Spoiler alert. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you're not doing so good today.
Rhonda and Matt are in who God knows whose apartment, because
I think it's hers.
Rhonda should have a studio in the basement, but she's always with Matt. So I think they've just scrapped this studio. They're like, whatever, they're just always hanging out. The writers are like, no, she's with Matt. She's got to be
with like Matt and Rhonda's apartment's like interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like, it could be either one's.
Yeah, it's weird. So they're talking, and Matt, he basically wants Rhonda to end it with Terrence. And they're discussing it about the breakup, and Rhonda feels kind of bad that she
you
did
thought
it.
That he, I thought that he wanted her to get back with Terrence.
He flips his stance. But at the beginning, he's like, you know, people get cold feet about cold feet. And he's like, this is normal. So just stay the course.
Yeah, because, okay, we're at the apartment. Rhonda's folding up her dress and she's saying that Jane allowed her to keep the wedding dress even though she didn't go through with the wedding. And then he was like, well, you know, it was so abrupt, but I don't know, maybe that's the way that you had to do it in order to make it stick. And then Rhonda tells Matt that while she was teaching her low impact class, a messenger came in, interrupted her class, and handed her a handwritten letter from Terrence, basically just going on and on about how he wanted her back and he can't live without her and that he wants her to call.
Right.
And then isn't Matt like, yeah, poor guy, you should call him?
No, I don't think so. She's like, I think I should call him. And he's like, well, Rhonda, you gotta take a Band-Aid. That's what I got from it.
Great. So now we're at the lake house, and it's a beautiful home, and Allison is very impressed, and they're going through the house, and Amanda's parents have an awesome collection of books, and the view is insane. Little Billy has tons of plans for the girls the whole weekend. They're going to go jet skiing. Christ. They're going to play volleyball, and then he's going to go on a nature walk.
Right. And then Amanda's like, so you guys have water skied before? And Billy says, I'm an old pro. And in my head, I'm like, Billy, you're not an old pro at anything. You're a terrible person.
And then Allison is like, oh, the only reason Billy wants us to go water skiing is so he can see us in our wetsuits. But there's like no humor to this. There's no humor to this at all. Like, she's really like an old curmudgeonly, like, you are just making me out to be an object in my wetsuit when you were looking at my breasts in the previous episode.
Yeah, wetsuits aren't sexy anyway, Allison. So you got nothing to worry about here, bud.
So... she may have something else to worry about when it comes to jet skiing.
Yeah, they're water skiing on skis, and Billy and Allison are chit-chatting at the wheel, and Billy, he's like getting in close with Amanda, and he's like, well, my water skiing skills are really at this wheel, and he starts driving the wheel, and then they keep cutting back and forth to Allison having some trouble water skiing, and she ends up just falling off and flailing around in the lake.
Yeah, so Allison totally wipes out because Billy is not paying any attention. He and Amanda are flirting with one another, and it takes them a minute or so to realize that she's not being trailed behind their boat any longer.
And it looks real cold, dude. Like, I wouldn't want to be in there at all. Like, in the water or on that boat.
Well, it turns out it was really cold because after being in that water, immediately, Allison is sick.
Wah, wah.
So, we're back at the lake house and Allison is all cuddled up on the couch. And Billy and Amanda are fawning over her. And she's like, I can't believe it. I'm here and I'm sick. And I know we had talked about going out to dinner tonight, guys, but I just don't feel up to it.
And Billy's like, don't worry. We'll get takeout. We're the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, so they decide that they're going to go that route, and Billy and Amanda go out to get this Chinese takeout, and they're walking along a path, and they're kind of just talking to one another about their experiences traveling, and Amanda was a painter, and Billy is an aspiring writer, and Amanda offers to read something of Billy's.
Oh, God.
Which I'm like, if it's anything like what we've seen in previous episodes...
Hope it's not that screenplay.
Oh, gosh. So, Billy changes the subject and is like, so tell me about your boyfriend. And then Amanda says, look, Billy, when you paint a watercolor, you want to see it for what it is and not complicate things.
Yeah, which I didn't get that shit at all.
This is the stupidest analogy I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I was like, is this bitch crazy? What the hell is she talking about? So... now we cut to T-Money. I thought we'd never see T-Money again.
Me too, but I'm glad he's resurfaced.
T-Money shows up in his Bill Cosby sweater at Shooters with Matt because he sent a letter to Matt to try to get to Rhonda. And Matt's being super secretive. He's like, come on, Terrence. You know I can't tell you anything about Rhonda.
Well,
what? No. It's not like she's in, like, the Secret Service or something.
No, because Matt doesn't want to betray her friendship. So...
You betrayed the friendship when you met with him. It's not a betrayal, though. You're just having a drink with somebody who's sad.
Well, Terrence is missing Rhonda. He says he aches for her, that he can't accept the fact that it's over. He said he's 31 years old, he's been directed all of his life... And he's got to get her back. And he tells Matt, you gotta win me back. You gotta tell me how I'm gonna win her back.
And he's like, Terrence, that is across the line. I cannot do that.
And Terrence is like, just be a good friend to Rhonda. Just be a friend.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Yeah, because I think he's insinuating that if he's a good friend to Rhonda, that means that they're going to get back together because he'll lead Rhonda down the right path back to Terrence.
Oh, all right. Well, Jake and Joe are at their swanky little date, and they're a little preoccupied with each other. They're like basically hooking up at this table. Jake is not dressed up at all. He is in jeans. He is in this, like, flannel shirt with a jacket over it. And Joe's looking hot as hell at this dinner. And the waiter looks like Mr. Beans.
Yeah, so the whole time, they are just making out. They just can't get enough of each other. And in between, like, sucking on each other's necks, they're like, I'm sick of first courses. I think we're misbehaving. And then Joe just grabs Jake's leg and is like, I want you now, yeah. Right here, right now. So they both decide that they can't wait to eat. They throw down $20 on the table and run out of the restaurant.
Real cheap dinner. But yeah, so they're out of there. They gotta go nail each other. And now Amanda and Billy are lighting a fire at the lake house, and they all decide to play an odd game of truth or dare while drinking her father's cognac.
Cognac. And guys, okay, this was Amanda's idea to play truth or dare, but I don't think they've ever freaking played truth or dare a day in their life because they don't understand how you play it.
Yeah, and Allison is a wet blanket. She's like, can we play Boggle
or Scrabble?
Or Scrabble instead? And like, no, let's play our weird truth or dare so, with dumb rules.
Yeah, basically, it's just Amanda going, Allison, what was the biggest lie you ever told?
Yeah, and that...
She doesn't even have the option to pick truth or dare.
Guys, Google truth or dare because I don't feel like explaining the rules. But these are not the rules.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know the freaking rules of truth or dare, okay? Yeah. I think you've gotten far enough in life to know how that works.
Right. And if you haven't, stop listening. just turn this off. This is not for you.
So anyway.
We don't want you. If you don't know what truth or dare is, just turn it off.
So it goes to Allison and she's like, oh, biggest lie? It actually was what I told to our boss, Lucy. You know, I was dating a married man and things got really heated and I was supposed to stay after work, but I told Lucy I was sick, but I really wasn't. And I just stayed with my boyfriend, Keith, all night.
And you know, I was thinking, Amanda is going to use that shit against you.
Well,
at some point in time.
I mean, we know that Lucy knows what happened because even Amanda says, well, did you pull it off? And Allison is like, no, Lucy found out about it and I really, I lost sight of what was important. And basically, I'm not seeing this guy anymore. He's out of my life.
Right. And then Billy says, well, here's my truth. What's his fucking name?
Keith called,
and I didn't tell you.
And you can tell Allison's a little peeved about this in her face, like, what? And then Amanda's like, well, since we're talking about romantic truths, I have something I need to tell you, too. I know I said I had a boyfriend in New York, but that was a lie. And I was like, what? And then she was like, well, he does exist, but we hardly see each other, so it's not really a relationship. I think I just keep him around because I don't want to lose sight of what's important, like work.
And this is Amanda's first conniving thing that she's doing, that she's done. Because she knows Billy is listening. And she knows that this is her way of telling Billy without telling Billy, I don't have a boyfriend, bro. Game on.
Yeah. And then she goes, the next thing, she's not asking anybody truth or dare. She's like, and the next truth, has anybody ever been in love? And they all just like quizzically look at each other like, have you?
Ooh. I don't know.
And then the camera cuts. It's like, guys, that's not truth or dare. Nope. Okay.
It isn't.
They didn't even do the dares. The dares are the best part.
There were no dares. And if you don't understand what we're talking about, and you're still listening, I told you 3 minutes ago. Shut it down.
So, we're back with Joe and Jake. They're back at Joe's apartment, but the passion has fizzled a little bit.
Really?
I think so. They're weird. They get into the apartment and they're like weird with one another.
She's got these hot little pants on.
She has these little, the pants, it looks like a flapper dress. How it's like rows of fringe, but it's just, that's how the whole pants are. Good so stuff. Every time she moves, it's like, shwah, shwah,
shwah, shwah. Love it.
I think it looks really cool too. But she's like, oh God, I feel like I'm 15 again. And he's like, Joe, if it's too soon, we don't have to do it. And she's like, no, it's not too soon. I'm just afraid that I'm not going to perform well.
Didn't she say at Christmas that he's going to have to wait for like 3 seasons?
No, she
said. They're like, by that time, it'll be Valentine's
Day. She said he might get lucky by Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, this is not Valentine's Day.
It might. I don't know. I don't know the timeline. I mean, and actually, that brings me back to in the beginning of this episode, Allison tells us that she has been living with Billy for 6 months, which is a pretty good indicator of like the everything we've talked about has taken place in a 6 month span. And it's a lot of crazy crap.
I believe it.
You believe Rhonda met someone, got engaged, and was going to get married to them within less than that time?
Yeah, 3 weeks. He said it.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
It's been 6 weeks. They were together for 3 weeks. Then they were going to get married in 3 weeks. That's 6 weeks. Believe it. 6 months. I'm on board.
Okay, okay.
Do you have a problem with their timeline?
Okay, yes. I've told you this a lot before. So Joe's like, I don't want it to be anticlimactic.
And he's like, don't worry, it won't. I have a 9-inch dick. And then they start making out. Joe rips off his shirt. She's like, this shirt looks good on the floor. And Jake's like, your shirt looks great on the floor too. And we see some Joe bra, which was pretty hot. And then they're off to the races.
So yeah, they're in the room and then we cut back to the lake house. And they're cleaning up after their little truth or dare Chinese food party. And Amanda says, oh, Allison, why don't you just go on up to bed? We are both going to be sleeping in my room. And then Billy's going to take the couch in the study. So I'm just going to get Billy some sheets. And why don't you go on up and I'll be up in a moment. And you can kind of see in Allison's face like, okay. So she leaves. And as soon as Allison leaves the room, Amanda goes to Billy and is like, I really like Allison. She's such a great friend. I haven't met a friend like her at work in such a long time. And Billy just interrupts her with a kiss.
Right. A really awkward, gross kiss. Is this the first time we've seen Billy make out on the show?
No. I think he's kissed his other, like his comedy girl and Martin's mom.
That's the same girl.
Whatever. We've seen him kiss
and the
more.
Cab fare.
Yeah, so. Well,
it is gross and I don't like
I
it.
I did not.
Billy kisses like a mule.
What?
I picture a mule kissing just like that.
I don't even understand.
Just a
that.
Mule. A gross mule horse. Sickening. It was disgusting.
Stop!
It was.
I didn't think it was that bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I couldn't wait till they cut to the next scene. Jake wakes up on satin sheets.
Wait.
What?
But Amanda stops it. They kiss for a little bit, and then Amanda's like, good night, Billy, and then turns around and walks away. So we know it doesn't go any further
right,
than that.
She was like, oh my God, that was a mule kiss.
Okay, if you say
I
so.
I hated that kiss.
Weirdo.
So Jake wakes up next morning in Joe's apartment, satin sheets, satin pillows. He's like, what's going on? And like, he doesn't see nothing. And then Joe comes in with strawberries and biscuits.
And
whipped cream. And she's like, this is all I had in my fridge. What?
Hey.
What kind of combination of food is that?
That's my favorite kind of combination.
She had strawberries and biscuits.
That sounds great.
And whipped cream. So they wake up. They're like, they're hanging out. And then
Okay. Jake? No, wait. First he says, did you have a good time last night? And then Joe says, which time?
Oh, really?
I missed all of that. Yes. Oh, yes. I missed
all of that. But anyway, the whipped cream comes out and like Jake's like lapping it up on her feet.
Yeah, he puts it on her feet and starts licking it off, which she just, I don't know. That's not.
It's disgusting. It was anti-hot. Check our Instagram. I'll post a video of that scene. It's disgusting.
So we cut back over to the lake house, and Billy and Amanda are in the kitchen. They're making breakfast, and Billy is making an omelet, and
he's doing this weird French chef voice where he's cooking the eggs like, and then I'm making the eggs. And then Amanda starts playing back with him like, I am making the orange juice.
That sounds like that lady from Mad TV. He looking like a man.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
But, so Amanda is making mimosas, and she's having trouble getting the champagne bottle open.
So like, please, a pop of the cork.
So Billy comes over, and the freaking champagne bottle explodes, and they just have champagne just flowing out and getting everywhere. It's like a freaking rap video.
And any kind of physical stage combat-y, like stunty work comes off so weird on this show.
Well, okay.
It's so weird how they're like, how they rustle around with the bottle.
It's obvious that like there were many bottles used to make this shot because there is so much champagne. It's Billy and Amanda wrestling, trying to get the bottle to be poured on one another as like a playful little fight where they're like, oh, the champagne's getting everywhere. Ah!
And Billy brings the bottle way low, like down to his dick, and starts jerking it off, like right by his dick. And then he's like, he like puts his thumb over the tip of it so that it like sprays real bad, like they just won a championship or something.
Oh gosh. So they are just roughhousing everywhere. And of course, this wakes up Allison, aka Mom.
The WB, wet blanket.
And she comes into the kitchen and she's like, oh, hi. And she's not pleased with what she's seeing.
Yeah, she breaks it up and she's like, guys, I think I need to leave early because I don't want this to get any more serious.
And then there's a beat.
My cold, that is.
So you can tell that she's not loving the fact that Amanda and Billy are getting on so well together.
Yeah, she's not having it. And who would? Dude, who the fuck would? If I was a roommate with my friend and my boss was a woman and we went to my woman boss's lake house and my friend started like flirting with her and like kissing her, I would be absolutely outraged.
Really?
Yes. That, like, Allison has every right to not want this to go down. Because it's Billy. Dude, how many times has Billy fucked up her life already? And now he's gonna ruin her work? He's already ruined her work a few times. Remember when he stole her car?
Yep, who could forget that?
Billy, like, you're a bad friend. You guys, oh my gosh, I can't even, it makes me tired.
Okay, I know, I can tell.
Like, you'd be okay with your friend hooking up with your boss?
You know, I think it really depends. It depends on the friend, it depends on the relationship I have with the boss.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
So anyway.
No thanks.
We're back with Rhonda and Matt. And Rhonda is trying to convince, Matt is trying to convince Rhonda to get back with Terrence.
Right. And Rhonda's like, don't treat me like a halfway house runaway. And then Matt says, well, you're running with the best of them. And like, yo, remember Matt in the laundry room? He spawned this. He spawned this shit. And even before that, he said, Rhonda, you're changing. And this is not the Rhonda I know. He he put this shit in her head. And then in the laundry room, he was like, do you love him? And, like, putting the pressure on.
He only has the best interest for his friend, I think.
I don't think so. Matt does not want Rhonda to get with T-Money. And it's upsetting.
Okay. So, Billy and Allison are back from the lake house early, and they're checking their mail, and you can tell Allison is not happy with Billy. Every piece of mail that's a bill, she just throws at him.
Yeah. And she's like, here, have another bill.
And so they get into their apartment.
What are Billy's bills? Aren't they her bills, too? He doesn't have a cell phone bill. If he has a water bill or a heat bill, it's going to be Allison's, too.
He doesn't have a credit card.
Yeah, he doesn't have a credit card.
God, life was so much easier back in the 90s.
Yeah, those two bills, Allison probably also has to pay.
Probably. So, Billy's like, Allison, you've been sulking ever since we got back from the lake house. And Allison is like, yeah, well, you hit on the only woman I work with, and it's really important to me that I have a good relationship with her, and I want to keep work and home life separate. I don't have a private life, and I feel like anything I tell you, you're just going to run over to her and tell her everything I'm saying and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, I just think it's tough, and I really rather you wouldn't go out with her.
Right. Which is totally valid.
So we're back at D&D, and it's the next day, and Amanda goes up to Allison and tells her how much fun she had with her and Billy over the weekend. And Amanda says, well, can we be candid? I think Billy's great. He's smart. He's funny. Why aren't you guys together?
And Allison sells Billy down the river, and she just starts laughing at him. Literally. She's like, who, Billy? That piece of shit?
Well, he's like, well, what? Is he seeing anybody? And Allison's like, yeah, he's seeing somebody every other week. And Amanda is like, well, he's so adorable. I mean, does he just break up with them? What happens?
She's like, nope. They dump his ass. Have you seen those shoes he wears?
So right after that, Amanda's like, well, why don't we have a work dinner at your house where we can kind of go over everything and continue working into the evening? And Allison is like, well, don't you think we'd get more work done here? And Amanda's like, no. I think we need to go to your house.
Nah, let's go to your house.
So from what you were saying before, it's pretty evident that Amanda wants to go to Allison's house just so she might be able to run into Billy there.
Exactly. So they go.
Amanda and Allison are working, and Billy comes home, and Allison is not happy to see him, and she's like, hi, we're working on stuff you'd hate, Billy, so we wouldn't be offended if you just leave.
Right, but then Amanda asks Allison to go get her some kind of newspaper clipping from the other room so that she can chat with Billy, and they arrange a secret drink after this whole meeting thing at 9 p.m.
9:30 p.m. at Cafe Ami.
Yeah, new venue.
Yeah.
Not Shooters. This is serious, guys.
But the very next scene does take place at Shooters.
Yep.
Terrence is sitting there. We're thinking that he's waiting for Matt, but who comes up but Rhonda herself?
Yep, good old Rhonda. She's very soft in this scene. I liked it.
Yeah, so she's like, Terrence, I needed to think about marriage for more than a few weeks. I just, you know, it happened so soon, and I just felt like I had to get out of it. I'm just not ready for marriage. I'm not ready for this. And Terrence is like, I can't help it. I just know what I want, and I go for it, and I know that I want you. I want to spend my days and my nights and the rest of my life with you.
And this pisses me off because then what the hell was the last episode for, you know? The last one with the storyline of them breaking up. It's like, it was all for nothing.
Well, it was all for them to get back and to get out of this whole wedding gig. Because she's basically like, and I'm thinking too, guys, why do you have to get married after knowing each other for 6 weeks? Why can't you just see how it goes? And that's basically what they decide to do. They're going to push pause together, meaning they're going to just continue to date and not worry about getting married until down the road.
So Terrence and Rhonda are back on.
So Billy is waiting at Cafe Ami, and Amanda sneaks up behind him, and we learn it's 11 p.m.
Yeah, he's been sitting there for...
An hour and a half.
That's a class period.
Right. And Billy's like, I'm just wishing that I could sit across someone as beautiful as you. And he says, it's a good thing that you and Allison slept in the same room at the lake house. If you were alone, a wild animal may have crawled under your covers.
Yeah, what? Hey, next scene.
Jenny. No. And before that, he says to Amanda, I think Allison's just not happy about us seeing one another. And Amanda says, we're grown-ups, we need to tell her I'm more comfortable if we tell her that we're going to be dating.
Right. So we know that Allison's not going to take this well. And now, remember who Jane and Michael are?
No.
They're that married couple at Melrose Place we never see anymore.
Oh yeah, but they love going for jogs.
Right. They went for, I think it was like 3 or 4 miles.
Something like that.
And they had nothing in this episode. And again, my prediction is totally wrong from last week. I thought this was going to be a heavy Michael and Jane week.
Basically, their appearance was just to get like some kind of interaction with Jake. So they just run into Melrose Place. They're like, hey, Jake, did you have a nice weekend? Yeah, just sad that it's over. Okay, see you later. And then they're back in their apartment. And then the camera follows Jake up into Joe's apartment.
Mm-hmm. Jake goes to Joe's. And is Jake a vampire? Because he won't enter a room, a place of living unless he's invited in.
Yeah, so...
That is rule number one of a vampire.
So, well, he's out in the daytime, but the Twilight vampires could be out in the daytime,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they glitter. They got glitter on them.
They sparkle.
Yeah.
So Joe's like, Jake, you know you can come in, right? And so he comes into the apartment, and they're both kind of awkward. They both acknowledge that, hey, you know, last night, because I guess they hooked up the night before last night. And he's like, I wanted to call you, but I didn't. And she's like, I wanted to call you, but I didn't. I don't want to rush things. I don't want to assume things. So they basically both acknowledge to one another that they're both very hesitant about messing anything up in this, like, new relationship-ish. So again, they've said what they've said before. Let's make the rules up as we go.
Right.
Which we thought that that's what they were doing.
Yeah. More of the same. So now we cut back to D&D, and Amanda confronts Allison, and she just says that her and Billy are going to be dating, and that's that. And then and Amanda, she is like gobbling up Allison's lunch like a pro.
Yeah, so as she's talking to Allison and letting her know, hey, me and Billy are dating, she's just leaning over her desk and picking out parts of her salad and with her fingers and eating them. And she's like, well, we went out last night. And Allison goes, what, you guys snuck out? You snuck off together? When did you do this? Well, after we worked together. But Billy seemed to think that you'd be bothered by it. And then, of course, I mean, confronted with this at work, Allison has to be like, oh, no, no, why would it be a problem? Of course, go out together. And then Amanda's like, well, it looks like I ate all your salad. Sorry.
Yeah, and Allison, like, pushes the salad over to her more. Like, just finish it, you cow.
So, Allison returns home after work, and Billy is sitting at his computer, and we all know how Billy types on his computer just with his index fingers, and Allison storms in, doesn't even regard him, slams her purse down, and Billy can tell that she is not happy.
Nope, not happy at all.
So, she confronts Billy and is like, Billy, I was so humiliated at work today when I had to be told by my boss that you snuck off together and now you're dating one another. Like, why couldn't you tell me this up front? And I told you I wanted to keep my work and my life separate. And I'm really upset that you did this. And then Billy says to her, no, you just want to keep me away from what you and Keith had.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a low blow. And then she brings up the fact that he tried to keep Keith away from her when he never told her that Keith had called. So they kind of end in a bad spot. They're not happy with one another. And they both kind of storm off together.
Yeah, and why would they be happy, you know? It's not a good situation there. the last scene, Billy is at Amanda's. He's like, wow, I really like your place. And Amanda says, yeah, you can use my place whenever you want. When I'm here, when I'm not here. Just, it's yours. It's like, what? After just one lake house visit and a drink, mi casa es su casa?
Yes. And so they sit down on the couch, and of course she has like champagne being chilled right there. And she says, so I talked to Allison about us dating and she was fine with it. And then of course Billy says, well, that's what she said to you, but that's not really what she feels. And of course, that's Billy going against exactly what Allison said. Hey, I feel like you're going to run off to her and tell her everything that I say, which he is doing.
Right.
He's doing that right then.
But Billy's the worst, man.
And then Amanda just looks at him and says, I don't want to talk about Allison. In fact, I don't want to talk at all. And then, boom, make out session.
Followed by some sexy time, I'm sure.
Yes. And Dan, you said that was the last scene, but you're mistaken, my friend. Because the last scene is actually Allison crying into a gallon of ice cream. She looks over.
In her dirty ass blue robe.
She's got the Old Faithful on. And there is an 8x10 photo of Keith, like, on a nature walk. That was signed by him, like somebody would like autograph a headshot for somebody, like a fan or something.
It's probably from that shitty date he took Allison on where they were going to have fish for breakfast.
And she just picks up the phone, thinks for a minute, but dials a number, and we get Keith's voicemail. Luckily, she hangs up before she leaves the message.
Not even voicemail.
And back then, there was no caller ID, so he could not be able to see that she's like stalking him. But that's how the episode ends.
Yep.
That's it. So to recap, Billy and Amanda are dating.
T-Money and Rhonda are back at it.
Allison called Keith.
And Jake and Joe took the next step and nailed each other.
And Jane and Michael like to run.
And Allison is hooking up with ice cream.
Yup.
That's it. Bye. So 90s moments.
Okay, so I really have one, and that is this whole concept of you can be late somewhere or not show up somewhere and not have somebody like that can have immediate access to you. So, for instance, in the beginning of the episode, Allison realizes that she was supposed to meet Billy an hour ago. In this day and age, if you are 10 minutes late somewhere, your phone is getting blown up. Someone always has access to you. And then even later on in the episode, could you fathom sitting at a restaurant for an hour and a half waiting for somebody? If you made a plan for someone to meet you somewhere and they don't show up and then you try to call or text them or whatever and they don't respond, you're out of there in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'd be gone.
I mean, this whole concept that you can't get in touch with people immediately like you can today. And there was that kind of like grace period that you'd have to give people. It was like, hey, if someone's gonna be late, you've gotta like understand that traffic could be a factor and you can't get to them to know. It's a different world.
It's a different world from where you come from.
What about you, Dan?
I got a couple.
Lay them on us.
Magazine clippings from Allison and Amanda's wedding. Not wedding? What? Magazine clippings from Allison and Amanda's meeting. And I've got the game, Truth or Dare. I feel like that was that was a big thing in the 90s, playing Truth or Dare with people. Not how they played it, because they don't understand, but... And if you're still listening and don't know what Truth or Dare is, I told you, turn it off.
Oh, stop. You're welcome here.
And then Terrence's Bill Cosby sweater.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that like, it was like a Coogee, like, just crazy design sweater at Shooters. Those are my 90s moments.
Okay, Dan, well, what lesson would you take away from this episode?
My lesson is do what you want. With no regard for the future.
Okay. Mine is, go to the lake house in even numbers. A third wheel is never fun.
That's good. That's also a good fortune cookie.
Thanks. Maybe I have a future in that.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to quit this podcast and become a fortune cookie writer.
Do it.
So, okay, this episode's called Three's a Crowd, but if you had to rename it, what would it be?
Is yours better than mine this week?
I'm going to hedge my bets and say it's pretty good.
Okay. My new title to rename this episode is All for One. Because everyone is all for number one. Them, themselves, and I.
I feel like Amanda was the only one that's for one.
Nope. Billy, and it's a play on what Billy said at the lake house about being the Three Musketeers.
Oh, good one. Is Billy D'Artagnan?
Oh, fuck no. Hell no. But yeah, it's all for one. Billy only cares about himself with dating Amanda against Allison's will. Amanda doesn't give a shit about Allison or anybody else. She just wants to hook up with Billy. And Terrence doesn't give a shit about anybody but Rhonda, all for one. And Matt only cares about breaking up Rhonda.
Okay, I think
all
that,
for one.
I think there's a couple holes in that.
All for one, Jenny.
Okay, my retitle is Love at First Bite. Because there was a lot of references to food and falling in love. When Jake and Joe are at the restaurant and they can't even eat their food and they have to leave because they want to have sex so bad. And then when Amanda is telling Allison that she's dating Billy and eating her whole salad. I just thought that that would be fitting.
That's good. That's a really, really good one.
Finally! I'm back on the horse.
I had a backup one too.
Oh, please share.
It was relationship instead of relationship.
Good one.
Because everyone was getting back into their relationships.
Great. So, who's your nominee?
Great.
Cool.
Yeah, good job, Dan. Who's your way to go.
Tell us your nomination for Bitch of the Week.
Bitch of the Week. Is Billy. We don't discriminate up in here. Dudes can be bitches too.
Why is he a bitch?
Billy is such a bitch. He is dating. He's like going behind his roommate's back, dating her boss. That's a bitch move, bro. It's very messed up to do. Plus, he was driving that boat. And just flung Allison off
That's
of it.
That's a good point.
He just flung her off of it. And then didn't even turn around. That is messed up, Billy. Then he waited for an hour and a half at a bar for a date. Now that is such a bitch thing to do, Billy. You're a total bitch in this one, bro. And he was bitching in the kitchen. When
bitching in the kitchen.
Allison stood him up for an hour before, too. He got stood up twice in this episode. And he didn't do anything about it. Total bitch.
Okay, well, I think you are going to disagree with my nomination. I nominate Allison for the bitch of the week. What? Yep.
Allison got owned in this one.
In my opinion, it is not Allison's place to tell anybody who they can and cannot date.
Oh,
she's not the boss of Billy. She's not. She's not the boss of Amanda. And just what Billy says, just because you knew Amanda before I did, you have full reign on what my relationship can be with her. I get what you're saying, and you did make some valid points. I mean, especially Billy letting Allison fly off of the jets. I keep calling it a jet ski. The water ski. Sorry, please know that I know what a jet ski and a water ski is.
Do you know what Truth or Dare is?
Oh, crap.
Stop listening to this, Jenny.
But I think, and the whole time, Allison was the WB, the wet blanket, the whole time. I thought that she was a bitch in this instance. So tell us what you think, guys, on Tuesday.
Tuesday on Twitter, at Melrose Pod, I put out the poll. And then you have 2 days to vote, because we record on Thursdays.
So get your votes in.
Trying to give
in.
You the results.
Tell us. So last week we had a heated contest to see who the bitch of the week was. And I nominated Joe.
Okay. I nominated Rhonda for bitch of the week. And the winner was, with 67% of the vote, Jenny's pick, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very good at picking out bitches, I have to say.
You're not that good.
I'm pretty good.
No, you're not.
So agree with me next time, guys. Allison, make your vote. Let us know, and we'll let you know what the results are in the next episode.
Right. Wanted to thank the You Don't Know Ish podcast for shouting us out there on their podcast.
Thank you, ladies. You totally made my day by serenading me. I love you both very, very much, and I hope you have a great time in New Orleans.
Yeah, and listen to their podcast. They talk about ish that you may not know ish about, and they break it down for you. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We got some new reviews. Thank you so much for getting on iTunes and writing us reviews. It really helps us. This one is from the Movie Geek Cast. This is the best Melrose Place podcast out there. I'm not saying it could cure cancer, but it definitely has some minor healing abilities if you listen to it long and loud enough. Check it out. 5 stars. Thanks, Movie Geek Cast. And we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Melrose Pod. Our email is melrosepod@gmail.com. And we're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And we want to thank our patrons for supporting us on patreon.com/melrosepod. See you next week.
Bye.